I'm Allison Kulo.
And I'm Doug Wells. Welcome to Mound Money on KPCW.
Expect to escape from all the virtues and vices Park City has to offer at Alpen and Hyde Massage. Located on Main Street in the Treasure Mountain Inn, Park City's newest spa encourages residents and visitors alike with Ashley Brilliant's quote, "Sometimes the most urgent and vital thing you can do is rest." Joining us this morning is Shayna Ominski, owner and spa director of Alpen and Hyde Massage. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's say that again because I didn't have your mic on.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So Alpen and Hyde opened April of this year.
Yes.
Tell us about the spa and what new things it brings to the community.
Sure. Well, it was an existing business called Massage on Main, which I purchased in April, and we've rebranded it. I've been in the spa industry for a really long time, so I wanted to bring quality with a boutique, kitschy style to Park City, and it's right on Main Street.
So you mentioned you've been in the spa industry for a while. My cheat sheet, my notes that Allison gives me says you've been an executive spa director for over 20 years, which is a long time.
Yeah.
Talk to us about some of the must-haves that you found that, you know, the really quality spa is a great experience. What are those must-haves that you wanted your business to be able to deliver to your clients?
Perfect. Well, yes, absolutely. I have been in the industry a long time, and what I find to be, what brings people back to your spa is the quality of service. And so it's really the providers that you bring into the spa and train and constantly have continual education for your team. And that brings excitement to the team, also a flair for just wanting to do good work on people. And that's what I wanted to bring to a really small boutique style spa.
And knowing that a lot of people, I mean, if your key ingredient is the professionals mm-hmm. that provide the services, is it easy to find them? I would assume with the marketplace, there's probably quite a bit of competition.
Yeah, it's actually gotten a lot harder. Although I've been in this market for 8 years at Montage Deer Valley, so I do know quite a few therapists and providers in the area. But since the pandemic, it has been a little hard to bring people in and keep them in. People tend to stay for a shorter amount of time. I've been very lucky, though, since I've opened. I have a steady group of people, about 12 associates that are really enjoying working with me.
How does the industry work? Is this people typically independent contractors, and they might work a couple days at your spa and a couple days somewhere else, or are they full-time employees?
Yeah, so they are independent contractors, so they're 1099. So they come in, and we have a very flexible schedule. We hope that they'll take a steady shift, but if they have other things to do, they're welcome to do that outside of Alpen and Hyde. But typically people just pick up a few shifts and they work on a commission structure, and that's how we do it.
And so your location, you know, as you said, you were able to purchase an existing business,
mm-hmm.
but you're located on Main Street. What does that location do? How is that different? You know, you are in a hotel, so it is similar, but you're also amongst 200 other businesses.
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. I mean, what's interesting about that location is that it's so visible. So people are always walking up and down the street, and they just will notice the sign and say, oh, I want a massage. I've literally watched people like look at my phone number and call, and then I'm speaking with them. So it's very visible. That's the great thing. Being in Treasure Mountain Inn is wonderful because we can offer a special to all of their guests, which they love. So it's an amenity for Treasure Mountain Inn. But it's just it's literally a space where you can just walk in, you feel super comfortable, and you just get a great service.
So I suspect that the majority of your clients are women, but I don't know that. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, what's the breakout? Is it 60-40? Is it 80-20?
You'd be surprised. I mean, we probably do as many men as we do women. And now also we're offering a membership as well. So for the local community, it's $80 a month for a membership, which you can... Every month you get billed an $80 fee, but you can use that $80 fee for as many massages as you want during the month. So it's a really great deal. It's 20% off, which is normally $120. So we're offering $80 for locals.
That's fantastic. And so a membership, you know, someone looking into this, it'd be, you know, to almost schedule your wellness every month. I mean, is that a good way to look at it?
Yeah. I mean, for those of you that don't know, massage is such a great way, especially for people in this community and the lifestyle that they have, being super active. Massage is therapy for your therapy. It really is. I mean, getting a massage, you'd be surprised. It releases muscles in your body and it helps you to energize your body when you've had a great workout or you work out consistently. It's just a great way to maintain your total well-being.
So I would imagine in your industry, you've said you've lived here for 8 years. You've probably lived in some fun destination type areas. Talk to us about a couple of places you've lived and maybe some of the things that you've seen in other cities that maybe we should incorporate here in Park City.
Yeah, so I've lived in similar areas like Aspen. I've lived in Hawaii. I've lived in Austin, Texas. I've lived in New York. Most of the areas that I've lived in have been very active. A little more high stress in New York, but definitely I feel like the people who come to have consistent massage are like-minded. I mean, they are really active. They live in these towns that they want to just play and have fun, and that's how Hawaii was, and that's how Aspen was, and Austin. So I just feel like the client is really similar. It's the same type of person that just wants to take care of themselves.
And knowing that, you know, again, Doug was interested in some kind of, you know, breakdowns as far as, you know, gender. What about local versus visitor? I mean, do you see, you have a strong local base?
Right now I do. I mean, it was hard to gauge initially because it's only been 3 months, but we have a lot of locals that are just actually starting to realize how convenient it is, that there's parking, it's right here, and they can come in and out and get a quality service.
And I think people forget, but China Bridge is free until 5, and the first hour
exactly.
is free to park after that.
That really helps.
So, you know, again, you know, to encourage people to come up, you know, it's not hard to get to you.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. And it's a great location. It's a fun environment. The people that work there are just super great, and we'd love to have people come by.
Now, you mentioned the spa is a place where you're encouraging people to rest. When they walk in, what is it that they can feel, or what type of energy, you know, are they walking into?
So I wanted it to feel like really bright and open, and they're able to look out on the street of Main Street and have that sort of Park City feel. So that's really what it is. It's super open and bright, and it's got, you know, sort of shabby chic Park City going on in there. So it's really fun.
Great. And tell us about your background. How did you get into the spa business? I'm guessing you started off as a masseuse yourself, but I'm not sure.
No. I actually, when I graduated from college, I was an acting major and I didn't get a job. So I actually moved to a mountain town. I moved to Aspen. And in those towns like here, you tend to get into the hospitality world. So I worked for the Ritz and then the St. Regis, and I just tumbled into spa and then moved to New York after that. And that sort of put me on the map as far as my career. So,
no. Yeah. And again, doing research for this interview, I saw some great listings as far as, you know, with your past positions being the director of the spa at the Montage and others, you know, you had and received coverage through national magazines and articles and interviews.
Yeah.
So it seems really special to be able to have you here with us today talking about your own new spa.
Oh, thanks. I'm a little rusty. Sorry. I've been on Good Morning America. I've been all over the place. I'm really grateful to be here. I'm humbled by you having me. So thank you so much.
So how can our listeners find out more about Alpen and Hyde?
Okay, so you can go to alpenandhyde.com, or you can just call us at 640-7965, 640-7965, and we will get you in.
And you can book a massage online, I believe.
You definitely can, yeah. So if you go online, just go to book a massage, and there you go.
Okay, well, that's all the information folks need. So congratulations and good luck with your spa. We've been speaking with Shana Aminsky, from Alpen and Hyde, which is on Main Street. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to KPCW's Mountain Money. Do you love Mountain Money? Let us know. Leave us a review.